Welcome to the Kosaka Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Stead.
Welcome to another episode of the Kosaka Show, where we look ahead to the historic inaugural Kosaka Women's Champions League that will be played next month and which will serve as a qualifier for the continental competition, which is scheduled to take place in Cairo later this year.
We'll hear from representatives of all seven sides that will be taking part in the brand new Kosaka competition, which runs from August 26 to September 4, and is the organization's first club tournament, opening up a new era for the region.
In case you missed it, Thursday's draw saw South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns as the seeded side in Group A. They'll be playing along with Lesotho Defence Force, Double Action Ladies from Botswana, and Eswatini's Manzini Wanderers.
The three-team Group B contains Zambia's Green Buffaloes, Black Rhinos Queens from Zimbabwe, and Namibia's Tura Magic. The top two sides in each pool will advance to the semifinals.
The competition has been long in the planning, as CASAFA General Secretary Sue De Tom will explain to us later in the show. But first, let's get the thoughts of the coaches and players following this week's draw.
Coach Carol Kanyemba from Green Buffaloes Ladies in Zambia has her eye on a place at the CAF Champions League finals.
Carol, just your reaction to the draw. Very interesting draw. It has placed you in a favorable three-team group, but also challenging, looking at the teams you're up against.
Well, the draws are good. The challenge is there, because the greatest challenge is having to face a team that you've never faced before. So that's the greatest challenge. We don't know what they're coming up with. So every team is strong in its own way, because the first games against a new team are always scary. So we'll put in our efforts and try to get the best out of this group. We'll really do our level best.
So you've never seen them play, both teams?
Not really per se. So that's our homework right now.
But I'm sure you know some individual players.
A few of them, but can't mention by name. Followed some of them.
And as I said, it's a three-team group, 2.2. Do you feel like there is an advantage in a way for you?
I can't really say there's an advantage because of the challenge. Maybe it is because only one team has to go down, and no one wants to be that one team. That's the greatest challenge. So there'll be a lot of hard work in our group.
We've got players coming back from the Olympics. They should be highly motivated. You look at the game against Brazil. It was a close contest. And despite being a player down, through with China as well. So I guess you are coming. How many players, by the way, and what kind of confidence does this give to your team?
Well, the Olympics really are going to bring in very much confidence in the girls, and it's also in the team, the girls that remain back home. They will believe in the girls because of the wonderful performance that they put up. So it will really motivate the team. So we pray that even the ones that were injured or had knocks will come back healthy to join the team in training and help with the coordination, because they've been away for a while from the team. And, you know, systems are different from the club and the national team. So they have to blend in the system of the club right now. So the little time that we have, we really have to work on our coordination. But the morale is high and the confidence levels are very high. So they really bring in very good motivation and confidence in the rest of the team members.
And what's the state of club women's football in Zambia?
Women's football in Zambia is really improving. It's been in existence for a while, but just recently that's when they introduced the National Women's League, which has brought in a lot of competition because it's at the highest level, and a lot of teams are getting the best out of it from our sponsors. So every team, every player is working hard to be the champions of the inaugural National League. So it has really brought in a lot of competition in Zambia. I can say it has really improved.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to Cairo?
Yes, we're definitely going to Cairo. I want to be the first ones to represent Zambia at the CAF Championship.
Not afraid of any other team in this
game? We respect them, but we're not afraid of them.
Coach Jerry Shabalala from Mamelodi Sundowns Ladies gives his reaction to the draw.
Coach, would you say you've prepared thoroughly for this tournament? Because also your league has stopped, but at least you've been playing throughout this year.
Look, we're very fortunate because our league was playing despite the fact that it was stopped. What I can say is we prepared quite well for this tournament. But it wasn't only for this tournament. Remember, it was also for the league. So basically, I would say we were prepared.
And also, can you tell us a bit about your the club in terms of the structure of women's football and also where you're from and how many age groups you have, and a bit of history about the team.
The structure of the team, as you may be aware, we fall under the development, under the academy of Mamelodi Sundowns, despite being under the academy, but we are called a senior team, an elite team. So in that way, the team consists of their own head coach, assistant coach, our own physios, you know, the technical team, we've got our own technical team. But the unfortunate part is that we don't yet have the development for girls, but it's something which is in the pipeline. Spoke with the management to say, look, we need to have the juniors, the under 13, under 15, which is on the table with the management. Hopefully by next year it will be approved. And don't be surprised when you see Mamelodi Sundowns under 13 and under 15 women's team.
I think in recent years we also share some similar benefits to the senior men's team as well.
Yes, we do share the same benefits with the senior team. We normally use the same gym. We normally use the same training grounds. Though they've got their own, we've got ours. We are based at our headquarters at Klerkop. So we more treat it like our first team.
And also, do you believe that the introduction of this COSAFA Women's Champions League will improve women's football in the region?
It's long overdue. I believe it will have a huge role in improving the football, not only in the COSAFA region, for the entire African country. If you can just have a look just now, the previous Olympics, all our African teams, we hardly go through to the next round or so, you know. But with the COSAFA and the CAF coming on board, so definitely I believe we'll have that chance to compete with the other European countries. Why would that be? Well, why would the CAF help us? Because of the level of competition amongst the players. You know, one would know that after winning my local league, chances are there for me to go and compete with the other African countries. Why not us having a FIFA World Club champ, which is something that I'm hoping in near future will come. So the ladies will be more motivated to say, let us do our best so we can compete with the best in the world.
What would it mean to take your club to the inaugural CAF Women's Champions League?
It would mean a lot, you know. If you could recall, this is something that I always repeat on my interviews. If you recall when our previous president, Dr. Patrice Motsepe, when he took over at Mamelodi Sundowns, he said he wants Mamelodi Sundowns to dominate African football. He wasn't just mentioning from the men's side. You're talking about a visionary of a leader there. He knew that something like this will come. So now it's our chance as Sundowns, ladies football team, to go out there and fulfill our president's vision.
The draw for you. You're in a 14 group, and also when you look on the other side, some formidable teams as well. And what do you make of the draw today?
Look, the draw is exciting as it is. When having four teams in your group, it gives you a good chance to have, you will be able to play three games, while the other teams only be able to play two games, you know. So when it comes to match fitness, it will also give your girls a better idea of what to expect after winning your group. So that will give us a better idea of what to expect. So the draw, I'm happy with the draw, especially that we in a 14 group.
What would it take, looking at how tricky, because the tournament situation sometimes, it's not about how prepared you are. It can be very tricky. What would it take for you to get to Cairo?
Definitely, it will be very tricky. But for us to get to Cairo, it's just for us to win the COSAFA. So that will give us a ticket to Cairo.
When is the league coming back?
We're scheduled to resume on the 7th of August.
Coach Lingani Katoa from the Lesotho Defence Force gives an insight into his side, which is mostly made up of soldiers.
You've got a very interesting group. You've got Sundowns. You also have a Double Action, and also you have the Wanderers as well. And you have to be in the top two also. What do you think?
Yes, I think it's not interesting. It's very tough. It's a very tough group, but I think everybody wants to qualify to the next round, so we have to be prepared to do that. So, like, we don't know each other, so it will be very, very difficult. But I hope and I believe in my team and their capabilities. So they will work very hard to qualify for the next round. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shabanane.
Hey.
I'm sure you're also looking at, yes, all want to qualify and go through.
Yes.
And go to Cairo. But also, this is an opportunity to test yourselves as the teams in the region, get that good competition. And maybe also, because this tournament will also be broadcast all over, it's an opportunity for the players as well.
Yes, sir. Definitely. It's a very big opportunity because, as I speak, we don't have many players in our country that are playing abroad. So it will be a very big opportunity for them to give themselves exposure to play for teams that are in South Africa or any country. So I think that experience will give even our national team to improve. So I do believe this competition will definitely improve our young players to become a better players.
Ludiana Amamus is vice captain of Tura Magic from Namibia, and she is very much looking forward to meeting other teams from the region.
What a very interesting group. You've got Rhinos, you also have Buffaloes as well, and two strong teams from two strong women's football countries in the region.
I think it's an interesting team or a group, like you said, but also nobody wants to be the team that does not qualify for the semifinals. So we are all going to work, definitely we are going to work hard because we all want to qualify for the semifinals and definitely play in the CAF Champions League. I think my team will work in here with what we have to offer. We do not fear our opponents, but we do respect them. But what we have to bring to the table, I think, is great quality and great passion for the game. So I think our team is good to go.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with some of the teams?
No, we haven't seen them play yet, but we will definitely see how they play. And we are obviously, like I said, we don't focus on what they have to bring to the table. We need to work on our strengths and what we have to bring on the table because we have never played against them and we cannot count on experience when it comes to playing against them because we don't know how they play.
What's this Champions League, Women's Champions League going to bring women's football in the region?
I think it's now something we all have something to play for, not only to win the leagues in our countries, but also to qualify for the Champions League. This is not only a win for the SADC region, but also for the continent as a whole. It is a great deal for the whole African continent.
And what can you say about the state of women's football at club level, women's football in Namibia?
I think at the moment, obviously, we don't have a league running due to the restrictions because of COVID-19. But hopefully, they will be relaxed. The regulations will be relaxed and we can start playing more football. And because you learn through playing and competition also increases when you get to play more games.
When last did you play?
We played in April. April was the last time we played. We played the Women's Super Cup, which we also used to qualify for the COSAFA Women's Champions League.
So now you've just been training?
Yes, on our own, because currently we have regulations, as I mentioned before. We cannot have gatherings more than 10 people. Our president is going to talk on Friday, and hopefully we will be able to have contact sports will also be allowed, hopefully, and then we can train as a team.
Coach Melvin Moyo from Black Rhino Queens is hopeful that his Zimbabwean side can advance to the semi-finals.
Melvin, very interesting group. As I've been asking your colleagues,
yes,
I know that you also have similar challenges, especially with Namibia, in terms of restrictions. But maybe just firstly, on the draw.
On the draw. Thank you. Yeah, I know it's an exciting draw, and we are looking forward to it. Three teams, it won't be easy. Like my colleagues have said, we don't know each other. Maybe save for Zambia, that has been in the Olympics recently. We just saw some of their good players, but we don't know those that play for Green Buffaloes. But yeah, we are looking forward to that tournament.
What will be key for you to come out of this group? Because it's a tricky group.
Yes, it is, but we just have to remain focused and not focus much on the opponents. We do our things and do our things right, and we can take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the state of women's football in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, it's really coming up. Unfortunately, due to this COVID pandemic, then we had to come to a halt. But it's really improving, as you know, with the first to qualify our mighty orders to the last Olympic Games in Brazil. So it's really coming up.
Mm-hmm. And when
last did Rhinos play? Last played our league in 2019. Last year we didn't play. But last year we've been training in batches here and there. This year we haven't been training as due to these restrictions. We've been giving our players individual Ukrainians and with our fitness trainers and coaches monitoring the players, visiting them individually, seeing their progress.
Matuganolo Siromola is the assistant coach of Double Action Ladies from Botswana, and he gives his insights into the competition.
Batoni, let's look at your draw. Wanderers, you have LGF and the Sundowns. What do you make of it?
Yeah, obviously everybody wished to be on the A side, which is having three teams, but because the draw have put us with the four teams. Sundowns is a big team, but we are ready for them. We just respect them for being Sundowns. Like we are sharing the Double Action side, then we'll go all the way to give them a good fight.
And to be fair, not to be honest, we've seen good growth, good results from Botswana women's football in recent years.
Yeah, football, women's football is growing big in Botswana. But as you know, we haven't been playing for long. So that's the challenge we are having. Like now we are trying to prepare girls back to play, of which is not easy. But come competition day, we'll be ready.
Could this count, by the way, the issue of teams not training, not playing? It's
not an excuse, because at the end of the day, we have to be here and we have to be ready. And by so saying, we'll be ready by then.
What's your target?
We have to go to Egypt. We have to go to Egypt. So with the four teams, then I have to target semi-final, then the rest will follow. But my target coming here will be Egypt.
Manzini Wanderers captain Precious Rwane knows the task facing her Eswatini side.
Sisitumile, a very interesting group that you also have. Four teams, only two can come out. For Sundowns, you've got the Lesotho Defence Force, for Double Action. As I said, only two can come out. What do you make? I don't want to say maybe you're wishing you're in the three-team group, but what do you make of your top group eight?
My group is very tough, but I think we will have cut to be the top two. To be part of the top two.
What do you think you have to do to get there?
There's nothing much. Working hard, do things as a team, that's all we need to do.
And women's club football, that's what you need?
The standards are very low. Since we don't have much sponsors, we run the team with our pockets, so it's very hard for us.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think the COSAPA Women's Champions League is going to assist to elevate the standards?
I think it will help us, like, for the recognition.
CASAFA General Secretary Sude Tomes admits that the Women's Champions League concept has been long in the making for the regional organization.
So, it's a proud moment. You've been talking about it for some time now, having the COSAFA Women's Champions League. Yes, we know that it's the first with the CAF Women's Champions League, but just to see here on the regional front, finally setting the ball rolling.
Indeed, and I'm glad you remember that, Veli, that we have actually had it on our radar for some time now and had developed our format, etc. With it coming on in this more official capacity, if you want to call it that, as a qualifier for CAF is always, I think it kind of adds stature to the tournament. We had really hoped that we'd be able to kick it off with a bang and have all 14 teams, and that's how our format, you know, was set up. In fact, it was set up for 14, and we would have two invitational teams. As a qualifier, it's difficult to have an invitational. With some of our countries not having played women's football or any football last year, and quarantine and flights and etc., we weren't able to get, for instance, the islands. So we take what we can get this year, know that next year we certainly going to, you know, do our damnedest to increase the current seven to at least 10, you know, next year, and hopefully beyond that.
Mm-hmm. And tell us more how the format is going to work now in terms of getting the relative to Cairo.
We've got the two groups, as we saw in the draw. Unfortunately, the one has got three and the other one's got four, because we had one of our teams that had, registered their participation. But because of the club licensing, regulations, they, were disqualified by their own national association on one or two points. I'm not quite sure which. So we've got a group of four and a group of three. We play in the normal, in the normal manner, and then it will be the top two from each group going through to the semifinals and through to the finals. One team only. It's winner takes all to go to Egypt. And that is, I believe, I don't think they've finalized the dates, but I think it's in the November international window.
Only one team.
Only one team.
And you just mentioned something very interesting, the club licensing. How does that work? And do you also see this as an opportunity where now all the teams are going to take all those operations serious, knowing that next year this is coming, we have to comply?
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, quite a few of the teams here are the ladies section of the men's. So the club as a whole obviously will have knowledge of the club licensing regulations. Being a first time on women's clubs, the regulations have been put in place, but are much lower than the men, because we need to give ladies standalone clubs or ladies sections, etc., time, you know, to get themselves there. But certainly, you know, your main criteria, your financial criteria, every, you know, team must have not necessarily their own stadium, but have regular access. They must have guaranteed access to a stadium for their training or for their matches, and most particularly in terms of the coaching licenses. So this year, CAF have been very lenient to give an opportunity for the clubs to catch up. So the head coach this year, an A, B or C license, a CAF A, B or C license. So C is, you know, sort of quite low down in terms in comparison with men's, for instance. By next year, that will have changed. The assistant coaches this year, no requirements. That will change next year. So it's forcing clubs, you know, who've got ladies sections or who are a standalone ladies club to get their house in order across, you know, the administrative criteria, the sporting criteria, technical, et cetera. It's really good because it means that this is business, and it's protecting the stature, I think, of the competition as well. That, you know, there are guidelines and there are barriers to entry, as we've seen, you know, from the club in Mozambique that was unfortunately disqualified. So I think it's very good all around.
And then finally, in terms of what are the other important details around the tournament that you'd like to share?
No, I don't think anything in particular. You know, it's a tournament as we always do, and of course being a qualifier that will be run at the level at which we always organise our tournaments, no matter whether it's an under 17 or what it is. Everybody has to register their, you know, their players, their teams, etc. on the CAF competition system, the CMS, you know, which then spits out the start lists and whatever. So it's business as usual. I think also what it does do is to acclimatize. It acclimatizes all of these teams. So, you know, whoever the numero uno from CASAFA is and is going to the CAF the CAF final tournament, it will have acclimatized them to what to expect. So when they get to the CAF tournament, it's not, you know, a clap on the back of their head and you think, oh my gosh, what's this? And that's the way we run all our tournaments. Whether you're under 17 or whether you the senior national teams, you conduct yourselves in the same manner and you register your players and, you know, comply.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We look forward to the start of many of our domestic leagues across the region next month. And, of course, those 2022 World Cup qualifiers are just a little over 4 weeks away. We'll bring you all the build-up to those in later episodes.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokola Duma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thank you.